USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Surgeon General of the United States, Jerome Adams, believes the stay-at-home orders are working as the nation fights the coronavirus pandemic.
It's also appropriate, though, that we reflect on the sacrifices that America has made to mitigate the disease across this country. And these efforts are actually working in Washington and in California. They've had a flat curve for several weeks now.
Adams speaking there on Fox News. A new poll shows more than half of Americans are now wearing face masks in public. The new ABC Ipsos poll found that 55% who left their homes in the past week reported wearing masks. 45% of respondents said they did not. There has been conflicting government guidance about wearing masks for several weeks. The CDC last week recommended that everyone wear masks in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
As the Trump administration continues to work on plans to reopen the country, America's largest retailer has a message for everyone. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
As the Trump administration discusses getting the U.S. economy to open up again as soon as May after the coronavirus pandemic, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon says it'll certainly take a group effort to make that happen, involving government, business, and the American worker. Another message the CEO of Walmart had for America, stop hoarding toilet paper.
In the last 5 days, we've sold enough toilet paper for every American to have their own roll just in 5 days. So there's plenty of flow coming, but if everyone could just kind of manage and buy week to week rather than stocking up at this point, it'd be helpful for everybody.
And in observance of Good Friday, the stock market is closed. The New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ will resume normal trading hours on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson tells Fox News that not enough attention is being paid to the number of people who are recovering from coronavirus. Carson, a one-time Baltimore pediatric neurosurgeon, reminds everyone.
One of the things we don't seem to talk about a lot are the number of people who have recovered, which is going to be about 98% of all the people who get it. They're going to do quite well. And we need to really start talking that up and start talking about what we can do and not how we're going to be harnessed, because the fact of the matter is, if we destroy the economic infrastructure of our country, we're going to lose a lot more people than we lost from this virus. So we can't, yeah, you know, operate out of hysteria. When people are hysterical, they don't do logical things.
President Trump updating us on the status of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
At the White House Coronavirus Daily Briefing, President Trump updating Americans on the status of the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who remains in the hospital in London fighting coronavirus.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.